topic affecting high schoolers, college kids, yeshiva buffering worldwide.
Granola bond.
What is the Brahma bond?
What is it?
Granola bond.
And granola breakfast. Okay, well that makes sense.
Okay.
And she doesn't make sense. Shh, can't wait, guys. I want to hear about this. It affects me.
So, what is the Brahma granola bond? Let us start with source one. It's a Gemara in Brachos.
Yes.
A Braita. It tells us the following. Hakosis erachita. Somebody who decides to chew on wheat kernels. Wheat kernels grow from the ground, like any other food that goes from the ground. What bracha do we make on food that grows from the ground?
Adama.
Good. But what if you grind it up, turn it into a flour, knead it into a dough, and cook it?
Adama.
What happens then?
Adama. Or hamotzi.
It's mizonos or hamotzi.
I mean,
okay, depending on what you make it into. If you make it into a cake or cookies, turns into mizonos. If you make it into bread, it turns into a mozi. Even if you make it into cake or cookies, if you eat enough of it,
it's a mozi.
It becomes a mozi.
Now we know that.
Now when you know. Okay, good. So, because I don't have a marker yet. Thank you.
Dear, you're lost.
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
What we have is raw kernels.
Shh, guys, I'm listening.
Yeah, it's a ute.
Raw kernels are adama.
So now that there's three, that can be three brachot.
Baked wheat flour, oat flour, would be mezono or hamotzi. Okay, this part is clear. A raw kernel, hadama. Baked into a flour, ground into a flour, baked into a food, comes mizonah or hamotzi. There's a long progression, getting from the raw kernel till it's baked into that food. At what point along this line, along this timeline, does it go from hadama to mizonah?
Halfway.
After it's
crushed.
Oh, but how can you say that flowers, hamotzi and mazonas?
Somebody found me one, but go.
I've got your water as well.
Oh,
you?
Amazing. Wow, what service. Okay. So what point does it do that? Now,
when it's bites.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. Foods that we make adama on, what bracha corona do we make on it? Brain of fascia. Good. Should be brain of fascia. Foods that you make a mizonah on. What bracha chronit do you make?
Alamichya.
I'm
good at this.
And if it would be hamotzi, you would make birkat hamazon. Okay?
It's not tough.
If it were that simple, this would be a very short shear. Okay? It's going to be a short shear, but not as short as that was. To make lives complicated, let us read Source 2. Source 2, Toso points out something in Source 1. Source 1 said, if you have a raw kernel, you make hadam. If you have a ground up one, you make mizonos and alamichya. Does anybody find something not parallel? If you have a raw kernel, you make hadama. You have it ground up, you make mizono and alamichya. Anything missing from the first one? Gidom. Good.
Yeah, bro.
Everybody else noticed that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought it was like implied.
You just wanted to let Gidom answer.
No, that was implied.
Oh, it was implied. Okay, like obviously, it's a dhamma.
It's out of mind.
Okay, good. So now let's look at Tosfot and Source 2. Tosfot says, Umiu bala achrof. It's bracha acharona. Yesh l'savik, we have a doubt. My mevarchin, what bracha do we make? Im mevarchin ala mechio yala kakala. Then how would we end it? Umisayim ala dhamma yal priya dhamma. We should make a bracha like ala mechio. And instead of ending it, Ala Mechia V'Ala Kapala, or we're familiar with Ala Geffen V'Al Priya Geffen, so this should be Ala Dama V'Al Priya Dama. Anybody ever make that bracha before? No, I hope not, because I'm asking that way.
It's just for a rocker.
For a rocker.
Like cinnamon sticks.
But we don't make an ala mechia beforehand, afterwards, unless we made a mezonot beforehand. And we said the bracha on the rock kernel beforehand is hadama. V'rabbeinu Tami gave a machzor shalom ala dama b'alpri adama. He indeed had this in a machzor he printed in a sitter, and he said, when you eat raw kernels, make hadama, and then make a ala dama b'alpri adama. V'chazarbo, and he took it back. He retracted his view. D'lo eshkechan b'shum makom hachbracha. We never saw anywhere where there's such a bracha. Says Taso, v'nachon lahachmir she'ein lechol klayot ochitim shlukot ela v'toch hasudo she'az birkat hamazon potartat. Taso is unsure what bracha achrona to make. Logically, he says, we should make a bracha al adama v'al priya adama. We don't make that bracha. It doesn't exist. So Tosfot says, I don't know what to do. So what I'm going to recommend is, instead of telling you what bracha we're going to make, only eat raw kernels as part of your meal. So you're going to wash, you're going to make a motzi on bread, you're going to eat your raw kernels, and you'll bench. And that'll solve it. Now, a lot of times when people hear this, they think when a person says wash and bench to avoid the suffix, they think this is, you know, I don't know, charedi chomra or something. They don't think that's part of the mainstream halacha. Well, here we have it in Tosot, and we're going to see that Shulchan Aruch is going to mention that, and it's something that's found many times in Shulchan Aruch, or Shabrura, or all the halacha, that sometimes there's certain foods that we don't know what to do. I'm not going to recommend just ending the discussion there, because we'll see that there are other views on this topic. But right now, understand that Tosot said, since the Gemara says make adama, and it doesn't tell us what bracha achrona, and logically, the bracha achrona we would make would be something like ala michya, but the equivalent for adama, which would be ala adama v'al pri adama. And since we don't make such a bracha because it doesn't exist, I don't know what bracha achrona to make. And therefore, avoid the whole question by benching. Yes? Okay, he asked why Allah Dhamma doesn't exist. Tosot doesn't address that. I only gave you part of Tosot, but he proves it doesn't exist. The ellipsis there is like three sources for him saying it doesn't exist. Why does it exist? I don't know. Chazal weren't attacking that Nusach of Brahma. Was somebody else had a question there? You? No. Okay. Fine. So, two very modern sources discuss the bracha on granola. First, we are going to see a source by Rav David Heber, who's a rabbi, a mashkiach, posek for the Star K kashas. You seen that hashkafa on foods before?
What is it about?
Yeah, something like this with a K. Something?
Star K.
I'm not the best artist. Something like that. Okay. Okay. He wrote an article covering all cereals. So this is an excerpt of that article. Source 3, follow along with me. Here's his background, what I just explained. Special halachic status has been given to products coming from Chamishet Minei Dagon. There are five kinds of grains. When I was in sixth grade, our teacher taught us a mnemonic. Rouse. Barley, rye, oat, wheat.
Spelt.
Starch.
Okay? Rouse.
I like spelt.
There are five grains. When you eat foods of these five grains, ground up and mixed with water and baked thick cake, cookies, crackers, any other pots of abacus. The bracha is mezonos on the mikvah, and if you make a meal on it, the bracha is hamotzi and berkat mazon. So this is when the chamishim minei dagon is broken down. What if the grain remains whole and is simply roasted? Then they're no different from any other variety of produce which grows on the ground, such as corn. And the bracha is hadam. What this means is as follows. The bracha on unprocessed and slightly processed, toasted whole, wheat or oats, is hadama. The bracha on fully processed wheat and oats, flour and water that is baked, is mezona. The question that we're going to have to address today now is, at what point are the wheat and oats considered processed enough to recite a mezona? Okay? And for this, we are going to have two views. One. Source 4, the Mishnah Berurah. Im nitmachu al yedei habishol. Av shemichil al natnan bekdera shleimim legamrei. Dahainu kishehem beklipatan. Mikol hakom bevarech borim yimenei mezono. Kevin shen nitmachu yafa. Even though you're starting with raw kernels, since in the process they are getting smushed or ground up, they become mizonot. So these kernels, what happens to them? Well, if they're whole wheat, so then there's four parts of the wheat. One of them is the endosperm, which is removed, part of threshing, machadash. And then we have the other three parts of the kernel. That gets toasted, pearled, ground up, whatever happens to it, to make your cereals and cakes and everything you're eating. So that food, during this process, they're cooking it, and they're adding in all your other delicious ingredients, so that item becomes processed. In the words of Rav Heinemann, who is a posig of the Star K, he calls it Maisa Kedera. It's a pot. Something's happening to it. It's being cooked. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Heinemann of the Star K, that it's bracha, granola bars, mizono, and almond. Maybe we should write it on the right side to make your life less confusing. Because it's considered processed. Okay? I have other colors. Let's do it. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says Mizonov. Source 5, that same article. Rav Heinemann is of the opinion that General Mills Nature Valley granola bars. People are familiar with those? Those are the kinds you eat?
Yeah.
Okay. And Quaker granola bars, you've had those? Chewy?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, some of you have. Are processed enough to make the bracha rishona a Mizonov. That's the view of the Mishnah Berurah. That would be very simple. If it's mizonos, if bracha achrona is al mechyo, life is simple. We don't get into Tosafot's discussion of what bracha achrona to make on the adama raw kernels. So how are we going to make our lives a little more complicated? Let's go to source 6. The Shulchan Aruch.
Sorry, Rabbi, just from source 5, you would say that you would never make mizonot on the...
He says Mizonos and Alamechia. Source 5. I didn't get into the two bars, we're coming up to that. I only read the first sentence. He says Mizonos and Alamechia. Okay? In the second part there, which we're going to come to after I read the end of Source 9, he discusses if you don't eat enough to make the right Racha Chorona. We're getting there. Right now, he says it's Mizonos and Alamechia. Source 6, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Achal Jagan Chai, you eat a raw kernel. Or a soy klayot, or just a roasted kernel, but nothing happened to it. Or shalok, or boiled. But garinin shlemim, and it's all whole. Eino mevarech elo, borei pri adama. And what bracha corona? Borei nefashot. Ulachara borei nefashot. This is the view of the Rambam. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Vahat Tosmo Nistaku. We saw source two. Tosmo was not sure. Im Yudvarit Lacharo Bracha Main Shalosh. Should we make a type of Alamichya style bracha, one known as Ala Dama Vyapri Adama? So the Shulchan Aruch says what we saw that Tosot said, which is that you should make Hadama and due to a suffix, we should make Birkat HaMazon, meaning Hamotzi. You should wash first and then be able to bench to avoid the discussion, to avoid the suffix. Now, yes?
Where the thing goes up to the two fingers, is that speaking where you took the actual kernel and just cooked it or boiled it and it hasn't changed at all?
It hasn't changed enough to be this. It's not flour. Okay, it's in the in-between processes. The discussion here is on what to do lechatchilo, as in from the outset, when you're deciding before you eat what bracha to make. What happens if you already ate some? Let's say you made a adama. What bracha acharona would you make? The Aruch HaShulchan, and it's also the view of the Magen Avram, but in source 7, Vim Iro Sha'achol Levada, meaning you didn't do the trick the Shulchan Aruch said to wash first. Yivarech Borein HaFashot, Lechenu Dad Rov HaPoskim, that is indeed the view of many poskim as to what its status is. So our whole discussion today isn't what to do after if you did already, but what to do beforehand. So with that in mind, I have to show you, before we get to source 8, let me explain something. The granola bars that we eat aren't just oats. They're not just wheat, they're not just oats. They put in lots of delicious things. Sugar, oil, honey, chocolate chips, peanuts, if you get the good ones, right? Now you're all getting hungry. I see you salivating. Okay? So they put in all these delicious foods. What happens when we have a mixture of foods? How do we decide it's bracha?
Oof.
Go back to Rov. The Ikar and Tavel. Okay, the main. How do you decide what's Ikar? So it could be when things are more or less the same, then we would go by Rov, the majority. Or it could be what the main is, meaning what the focus is, as in their. The idea is to eat oats and we're adding a little bit of chocolate chips in. Okay? So, what happens if, when we're trying to decide the bracha acharona here, we need to be able to eat how much to make a bracha acharona? Anybody know?
Kazayas.
So what happens if I ate a kazayat of food, but some of that food was mizonot, and some of that food was shahakol. Like, I ate a granola bar. Some of the food is, let's say, even if I'm going to follow this view, was mizonot, and some of the food was chocolate, which much people make a shahakol on. Sugar! Raisins! Could be eights or shakel, depending on how you answer that. But still, it's bracha corona is brain of fascia.
What is the bracha?
It's a machlokes.
After asking. But what happens when you have multiple things and together they're in star, it means they add up to a kazayit. What bracha do we make? So let's go to source 8. We're at the top of the second column. Ha'ochel. Kol ha'ochlin mitzdarfin lekezayit levarech alein bracha achrona haru'uya lehen. Evi shivet aminim bracha mein shalosh. Nim shalomi zayin minim inyan borin afasha rabot. Achol chatzi zayin mishivan aminin v'chatzi zayin achar v'baruch acharein borin afasha rabot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you eat something, that's the zonos, with something that's hadama or shahako, or ha'etz, and together it's a kezayin, but it's not a kezayin of the mezonos alone, it's bracha acharona, is borei nefashot. So, now, if one were to eat a granola bar, and didn't have enough mezonos for kezayin, but had enough granola bar for a kezayin, says the Mishnah Berurah then, what bracha rishona did he say to make? Mezonot. What bracha harona does he then say to make?
Bracha fashion.
Okay?
Like, he says half and half, it's bracha fashion.
If not enough, great. And you would make a bracha fashion.
It's half and half.
It's half and half, or three quarters. As long as it's not a kazayis of grain.
Then you say that it joins to become a kazayis.
It joins to become a kazayis. In order to make a bracha acharon at all, we need a kazayis of food.
Yeah.
In order to make an ala mechia, we need a kazayis of grain. So if I have a kazayis of food, but not a kazayis of grain, I still have to make a bracha acharon. They all join together. But the bracha acharon I make is not going to be an ala mechia, it's going to be a brain of fasha. That is what the Mishnah Berurah just said in source 8. Okay? Now we're doing source 9. Source 9 in English is Rav Eli Gersten of the OU. So first we had Star K. You guys know this Hashkacha? You've seen that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I made it to South Africa?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I've never seen this one.
Never?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Well, that's Patrick Stone.
So, there are... The OU, for many years, had two poskim that it sent to all the Chinese town. One of them was Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, Zechrono Levracha. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, I believe, is a yeshiva in Brooklyn. And one of them is Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita. He's still alive and well, and still there posing.
Shtmensa.
He's at YU, Rosh Yeshiva at YU. Okay. So listen to what he says. He first cited our whole discussion, just like we've been discussing until now, the Mishnah Berurah versus the Shulchan Aruch, and what to do, and the whole discussion, is it processed enough? Where does it become on this line? When does it become mizonos? When does it remain adama? He discusses all that. And then some say it is processed enough and it's mizonos. And now we're up to what I put on the sheet. Nevertheless, Rabbi Belsky and Rav Schechter have said that the proper bracha rishona to be recited when eating granola bar is barei pri adama, like the Shulchan Aruch said in source 6. Again, whether one recites adama or mizono, you would be yotzei b'dieved. The question is lechatchila what we're going to do. So then he cites Shulchan Aruch and Tosot, who have a discussion as to what bracha harona to make. Maybe we should be making an ala adama, and since we don't make that, I don't know what bracha to make, so we should wash and bench. So accordingly, if one wishes to eat a granola bar, one should first wash the tilas yadayim, eat a slice of bread, and then eat the granola bar. Don't forget to bench at the end. What's the big problem with this? Why do we eat granola bars?
Snack.
Snack. Wouldn't washing and benching defeat the whole purpose? It would. The whole point is that we miss breakfast, we grab something, run out, run to class. We're hungry, just want to fill something filling to keep us going until dinner. So we have a granola bar to sit and wash your bench. Who has time for that?
Nimat.
So, this sounds like a long way to have to go to enjoy a quick snack. Perhaps there is an easier solution. So listen to the solution Rav Gersten suggests. How much did we say you have to eat to make a bracha acharona?
Kezayit.
How long do you have to eat that kezayit in?
2 minutes. 5 minutes. Under 5 minutes.
4 minutes.
Okay.
4 minutes.
What is that time period called? What are you all trying to guess? Zman achila, or what we call tokidei achilas pras. What is Achilas Pras?
Karma takes to eat Achilas' eyes.
Very good. Did you read the next lines?
No,
or you're just brilliant.
I'm brilliant.
Okay, he's brilliant. So, today Achilas Pras is the amount of time it takes to eat a kazetu. So, in order to make a bracha harona, you have to eat one kazayis within the amount of time it takes to eat eight of them. If you eat it slower than that, there is no bracha harona. Got it? If you were to eat one little bite of cake, your friend decides to try baking, and he confuses the salt and the sugar, and he invites you over to try one of his cookies, and you go, oh great, and you take it. That's terrible. You should never bake, or only bake with, you know, your mother there to help you. So,
I miss my mom.
Do you have to make a bracha harona?
I miss your mom.
Okay. I miss her cookies too. I never had them, but I'm sure they're delicious.
They're delicious.
Okay. So, do you make a bracha harona in such a case? Even if you swallow that piece. Do you make a bracha harona? No, because you didn't have enough. Okay, you have to eat one kazayit in the time it takes to eat eight kazayitim. If you eat slower than that, there's no bracha acharona. God, here's our question. Ready? Granola bars. We say, aren't just oats. They are also sugar, oil, chocolate, peanuts, etc. In order to have to make the bracha acharona on the oats, you have to eat a kazayit of oats. That's what Rav Gerson points out. It's not that you have to eat a kazayit of granola bar to make you. Meaning, if you eat a kazayit of granola bar, you have to make a bracha acharona. But you don't have to make the bracha acharona on oats. Only if you eat a kazayit of oats in that time, then you have to make the oats bracha acharona. Everybody understood? One more time, sure.
Yes.
If you eat a kazayit of food, any food in the whole world, within the amount of time it takes to eat eight kazayitim, which guys here were calling out 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, we'll get to that in a minute, the exact hagdara in a second, the exact definition. But if you eat any food, you have to make a bracha acharona. But oats is our discussion today. And we said, oats, there may be a suffix. What its bracha acharona is? So says Rav Gerson, based on Rav Shachman and Rebelsky, meaning he's writing, he's reporting to you what their poskim said. You only have to make the bracha acharona on oats if you ate a kazayit of oats in that amount of time. If you ate a kazayit of food, but not a kazayit of oats, you wouldn't have to make oats bracha acharona. You can make the bracha acharona on the other foods. And the Mishnah Berurah said, when we had oats combined with all the other foods, what bracha acharona do we make? Right. Brit HaFashot, meaning we know the answer. So therefore, granola bars. What percentage of them is granola? So they checked with the Nature Valley people, and the answer is 50% is oats. So therefore, if you ate a kazayis of granola bar, you're only eating half a kazayis of oats. So then what bracha acharona would you make on that kazayit of granola bar? Rein hafashot. And you avoid Tosfot's whole suffix. Got it?
Got it.
Good. And now we have to decide how much is a kazayit of granola bar. So, since we know that granola bars are oats by weight, and the Nature Valley granola bar is about 50%, and the two granola bar packet, right? Nature Valley granola bars comes in two in a pouch, correct?
Yeah.
So that pouch is two granola bars, which is 42 grams, meaning each bar is 21 grams. But those 42 grams, if it's 50% oats, what percent, how many grams of oats is that? 42 divided by 2?
21.
21. Thank you. That means we need 21 grams of oats, or to not be eating 21 grams of oats. So, convert that into volume, since this goes into volume, why that's a longer discussion, but one granola bar would contain 17 and a quarter cc's of oats. How big is a kazayit? Well, we have a famous machloket on that between Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish, whose shear is much larger. Chazon Ish. Why do you all know this? Because of which chag? Pesach. What do we have to eat?
Matzah.
Matzah.
But Chazon Ish sauce.
Chazon Ish is a very large size of matzah that you have to eat.
It's terrible, really.
So, here, you can eat up until the larger size of the kazayis. So this larger kazayis is 27. So back into our granola bars, if there's 17 and a quarter cc's of oats in a bar, and we can eat up to 27, tell me, what is 17 and a quarter into 27, Mr. Math?
Jesus. One and a half.
One and a half. Well done.
Whoa!
Oh,
no, we thought you were smart.
You're going to tell everybody you were Mr. Math. Okay? One and a half nature value granola bars. And now we have to decide what's Kedei Achilas Pras. Meaning, we say Kedei Achilas Pras is the time to eat 8 kizaitin. How long would it take you to eat 8 olives worth of granola bars? You don't have to be a gullah to answer this. Think about it.
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
2 minutes.
4 minutes? 2 minutes? It's all legitimate. All legitimate answers.
Anything?
Second or thought, 2 minutes.
But
said,
anything less than five.
But certainly less than five. So we're anyway in between 2 and 5. You guys think it would take you 4 minutes? 4 minutes, legitimate answer?
12.
12 minutes. Well, that's a little slow. Okay?
Now you got to save it.
So
each piece of
food. Shafter points out, and this is relevant to Hilfos Pesach too. Shafter points out, so when we say the Kedei Achilas Pras, it's not a Kedei Achilas Pras that's global. As in, people ask you, how long is Kedei Achilas Pras? It means, of that food. So on Pesach night, when we have to eat 1 kazayis, 2 kazayis,
5 hours.
So how long would it take you to eat 8 kazayim of matzah?
12 and a half hours.
And that amount of time is the amount of time you need to eat your 1 or 2 kazayim in. So people are always... Right, the shear, so we have to be machmer. We want the proper shear, midaraita, okay? And if you're young and healthy, if you're old or frail, please don't be machmer in the size of matzah you eat. But if you're young and you're able to eat a nice amount of matzah, so have a large size. But how fast you have to eat it? You see people shoving it down their mouth. Kedei achilas pras, I have to eat it in 2 minutes. No, you don't. You have to eat that 1 kazayis of matzah in the amount of time it would take a person to eat
8
of those!
10 hours, the whole meal.
So you have longer. So you're not supposed to talk, you're supposed to do it all at once, and leaning, etc. Fine. But you have longer. So how long is the Kedei Achilas Pras of granola bar? So 2 to 5 minutes. So what do you have to do? You can have 1.5 Nature Valley granola bars, you have to just leave the last bit, every 2.5 minutes. Every 2 to 5 minutes. Meaning, I want to not have to wash and bench, and I want to avoid the suffix, but I want to eat the granola bars. So I can have 1.5 of them now. Make a dhamma, eat 1.5 of them. Wait 5 minutes. I can have another 1.5. Wait 5 minutes. I can have another 1.5. Etc. And then, what bracha acharona do you make on that? Got it? So our discussion is, one shita said,
what's
the bracha on it is mizonot. According to that shita, it's very simple. Mizonot becomes alam yichya. Now look back at the end of source 5. He said, if you eat only 2 bars in 4 minutes, so still make a brain of fashion because there's not enough grain. Because there's a mixture of the grain and the other ingredients. Fine. But if you eat mizonos, it's very similar al mechya. But if you follow the shita that it's a dhamma, we have a suffix as it's to its bracha acharona. At which point we have 2 options. 1, we could do, avoid the suffix, wash, and then eat it, and then bench. But that's not practical for us, because we're looking for a snack. So therefore, what can we do? We can eat a little bit of it. Make a dhamma, eat a little bit of it. Meaning, eat a nice amount of it, 1.5 bars. But don't do it so quickly. Let it take you 2 to 5 minutes. And then you can eat another 1.5 bars over 2 to 5 minutes. And at the end of that, since you did not have a kezayit of oats in Kedei Achilas Pras, all you had was a kezayit of food in Kedei Achilas Pras, you only need to make a bracha acharona, but not the bracha acharona on oats. You need to make a borei nefashot. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Take questions.
Surely if you had 3 granola bars,
yeah.
You
no, because you have to have them in the amount of time.
Okay, you
have oh, if you had them in 3 minutes, yes, you would need to say the... You need to say, well, no, not according to the shita that it's a dhamma. According to the shita that it's a dhamma, you got yourself into a problem. You made a dhamma on it, and then you had a lot of them. We have a suffix as to what bracha achrona to make. So b'di'evet, we saw source 7, Aruch HaShulchan, and I told you it's the Magen Avraham as well, said make a brain of fashion. That's after the fact. But if you know, I'm really hungry, and the only food right now in my house is a package of granola bars in my dorm room, in my bunk in camp, in my suitcase, in my trunk, is granola bars, so I'm going to have 4 of them now. So either you have to wash and bench, or you have to do it the way I'm saying, that you eat them slowly, carefully over that amount of time. And then you avoid that. One last point I wanted to make is that this second side is very complicated. And therefore, sometimes for people who are, let's call them, light-handed on halacha. Okay? They might make a mockery of halacha. So this is going to sound bizarre to them. If you're one of those people also, so then stick with this side. Zonos and Alam Mechil, sleep well at night. Right? The only follow this, meaning this may be the consensus of more poskim to do this, the Shulchan Aruch, this is how we poskim, to avoid the suffix, and Rav Gerson has a recommendation to not even get into that situation. So fine, that's the way to go. But only if you're able to be of the halachic mind to eat 1.5 bars every 2 to 5 minutes. If that's going to sound silly to you, so then just follow this shita. It's much simpler. Mishnah Berurah is a wonderful person to rely on. Heinemann is a wonderful person to rely on. And you can, you're still going to tell them how. Yes?
It's not really connected, but are you allowed to have a less than a kazayit of bread and have different foods afterwards and not have to say they're...
Good. That's the Mishnah Berurah says that. That make a brain flushes
on. And after you have the kazayis bread, you don't have to say any more bracha.
Oh, you have kazayis bread?
No, less than a kazayis.
Yeah.
Do you not have to say
any bracha? You don't have to say bracha rishon.
And you say you can say the alamich el bread
flush. Yeah, except, except we seem to pass in that if the stuff goes with the bread, then they're mitzvah. That's a whole other discussion, not for our shir. In other words, even though I'm only eating 3/4 of gazayis of bread, but because I'm making a tuna sandwich, a deli sandwich, I mean, it's a sandwich, so altogether, you may end up benching on that.
So,
got it?
So if you have a food that you're not sure what the bracha rishona is, you've got bread.
So you should wash?
Wash less than the gazayis bread, have the other food.
Yeah. Or wash and have a gazayis of bread. Definitely bench.
No,
whatever else you eat doesn't matter.
You don't want to bench.
You don't want to bench. I don't know why you don't want to bench. It's a mitzvah midoraita.
It takes too long.
So,
tuna
was for post-game.
Everyone goes by both of them as much as possible.
I'm saying for this case.
For this case, I think I know a lot of people who make mizona on these. I know a lot of people who make adam on these. There are a lot of post-game when they're legitimate. I don't like picking and choosing poskim, but here they both have their logic here. Because again, it's a question of where in this process did it go from Adama to Mizonos. And if you conclude Adama, then we had a question, Tosaf wasn't sure what bracha acharona to make on it. So our whole discussion now is, now that we don't know what bracha acharona to make on it, do we wash and bench? Or can we eat it slowly to avoid that question? Anyone else? Yes, get on.
So with bread, there is a possibility that it can be mixed with with other foods, even if it's less than a kazali.
It can't be mitzarif?
Can or not?
I don't understand the question.
Can bread be mitzarif with other
foods?
Yeah.
All the time.
To make an after kazali?
Yes.
Even if it is less than
a kazali? Yes. Right. Especially if they go together. If they don't, so then the Shabura is willing to entertain the possibility that even though you eat some bread, like let's say you had one bite of bread, and then eat a whole meal totally disconnected from the bread, it's still possible that you make a bread fushes at the end of it. Right? You ate a giant steak with 1 ounce of bread. So he would say you'd make a bread fushes. Two had nothing to do with each other, you didn't have a desire of bread. Okay? On the other hand, if you had a steak sandwich, there may be room, because now it's already together part of your life. Okay, that's
last question.
Yes.
And raisins and dried fruits.
I tend to make eats of those.
But
it's a different topic. Shkach.